today we have a special guest, DJ Hamster Dance. And we're going to get to know him and learn about his music and stuff.
Oh, no. Okay, sorry. I thought it froze on his end. DJ Hamster, man, the floor is yours. You want to introduce yourself before we start diving in? Go ahead.
What's up, y'all? My real name is Jeff. I am DJ Hamster Dance. DJ from Minneapolis, also down here in Phoenix, Arizona right now, but stoked to be here. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
We're very thankful for you to come on. We enjoyed several of your mixes.
Sorry. I'm going to apologize today if I sound nasally. Dude, I am fighting like a sinus infection. I woke up this morning just like coughing up mucus. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to sound so nasally. That's going to bother me when I go back to re-listen to this. And I'm going to be like, or just, ugh. So I'm going to apologize for that on my end.
We're here vibing. I hope you feel better, man. That sucks. Nothing worse than the congestion.
Give me about a week.
Yeah. Water. Water solves everything, I feel like.
Oh, man. But all right, Kyle, go ahead and lead us off with the first question.
So where did you get your DJ name?
Good question. It is... All right. So I started DJing back in like 2010 was kind of when I first got going. Mm-hmm. And with all the everyone's like DJ something. And so I was like, I need a DJ name. And so I went into Google. This is probably post dial up internet at the time. So I probably had like legit internet. But I went into Google and looked for a DJ name generator. And I can't remember because I know they have them now. You could do it now. But sometimes you like enter personal information, like what street you were born or whatever. So I don't remember how specifically it was, but I just DJ name generator, first one that popped up and I hit like auto select and literally DJ Hamster Dance was the first thing that popped up on the first DJ name generator like 14 years ago. And I was like, this is catchy. Let's roll with it. And, yeah, it kind of just stuck. Like when I do like weddings, if it's not like a private event or something, people know me now as like DJ Hamster Dance, but I'm still Jeff to everybody. But yeah, so no like exquisite, fun, like weird story. It was a name generator, but it was the first one, which is cool. Yeah. So yeah, it was just kind of catchy and it just kind of like hung around and stuck with it. And here we are now, we're DJ Hamster Dance. And now I feel like people know the name, which is cool.
Okay. So let me ask you this. What is your favorite? So, you know, obviously as a DJ, you mix a bunch of songs, but what song is your favorite to mix of all time? Like you got that one song, you're like, oh, I love this song. How many songs possibilities can I mix with that?
So, okay. A couple of things. Like when I'm at an event, like it can really be whatever. I love to mix. I think my favorite thing when I'm like doing an event live is like genre hopping. So going from like a disco song to like a country song to like a pop song to a hip hop song to like a Disney song to like an EDM song and then back to like some funk or something. Like that's when I'm really cooking, when it's like that. When I make mashups, there's always like certain songs or lyrics that work with everything, and pretty much anything like Little John, like Snap Your Fingers, I've found works with like pretty much everything. So as far as like lyrics and stuff, real like hip hop rap stuff is really easy to mix with a lot of stuff because it's more just finding like the cadence and what like kind of tone they're in. Whereas like sometimes vocal stuff, like when they're singing, can be really tough. Like certain artists, like No Doubt is tough to like do, because Gwen's like got like certain artists have like kind of more like a unique, recognizable more like nasally or whatnot voice. So like finding things in like pitch to like roll with like tempos and things can be a bit intriguing and interesting. But usually rap works with a whatever. But then that's why it's cool when you find something that like is unique and when it does work. But usually rap is like the easiest and whatnot to do. But I personally like when I'm doing when like mixes and mashups, making stuff like nostalgic stuff, millennial for me. So like old like theme songs, like Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles, like DuckTales, like that kind of stuff hits home for me. So that's probably my favorite. Theme songs. I like theme songs, TV show theme songs.
Okay. No, that's funny. That's like, those always got me too. And it's like, we came across your stuff, or I did actually, from our very first guest on the show this year, William from Dragon Witch Creation. And one of your mixes was the Power Ranger theme song.
Yes.
And I'm like, dude, I'm here for this. And I've been liking stuff ever since.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun because it's like when you get something like that that's like recognizable, like a Power Rangers theme song, and then you throw it with like a hip hop song that's kind of like makes it like fun and catchy. It's kind of like, I know this song, but this is with something completely different, and it sounds weird, but it works, and it's cool, and I like it, and I'm gonna watch it again. Then it's like, boom, we got banger. Then it's fun. I want to be relatable with people, you know? That's why it's cool. Doing the theme song stuff's great. It's great.
Okay. Well, here's our next question. So this is how, you know, here at Random Incorporated, our research and developer guy asks hard-hitting questions, okay? We look for the hard-hitting questions. So you did a TikTok called the Top 5 Bangers for the Class of 2006.
Yeah.
What would you say would be the top five songs for the Class of 2024 if you had to make that DJ list right there?
That's a good one. Okay, so I graduated 06. So 06 is like, hits home for me. I'm an oldie. Okay, I feel like some of the more recent, like recognizable tracks, and I don't know if like when they were like released, I think at the time I did it, stuff was like popular then. So, but hot songs right now, Beyonce, Texas Hold'em, that exploded. Mm-hmm. That's super hot. This was a little while ago, but because of the movie, you guys see Saltburn?
I have not yet, but it's.
You haven't seen Saltburn?
No, it's on my popcorn bucket list, and okay, I'm just holding off on watching it because of that.
It's unhinged, right? It's wild, but you kind of like you get into it, and then you kind of you're like, damn, and then you kind of have to like finish it. But mm-hmm. There's an old song that was in that movie called Murder on the Dance Floor, which I'm sure you've heard.
Yep.
But that's an old song, but I don't know if it got re-recorded or re-released, but Murder on the Dance Floor is like super hot, as in like.
I think it got re-released or re-recorded by a different.
Yeah.
Because I know there's been several covers in like a bunch of different live action stuff, like comedy.
Yeah.
Stuff, but for the life of me, I'm blanking on which comic book TV show it was.
I couldn't tell you, but it was in Saltburn, so like, and that movie went like viral and everyone watched it, and it was like all over like social, and then so now that song is, and now I get that song requested at like events and weddings. So you, when something like comes around fulfilled like that fast is kind of cool. The fact that it's like an old song that gets like reinvigorated, like Taylor, Cruel Summer. Cruel Summer wasn't even a single on her album. And then all of a sudden last year, it was like the song of the summer. So it's cool when things like come back around like that. And that was that Murder on the Dance Floor. But so that one's hot. Jack Harlow's got some good stuff. His Lovin' on Me is his newer track. That one was good as far as like popularity and hot. What else? Megan Stallion. She's been killing it. She got a new song, Hiss. Hiss has been hot. And then Grande, Ariana Grande. She got all sorts of good stuff too. She got a bunch of new songs. So Yes And is good. I don't know. Was that five?
Yeah, that was five.
Those five? Okay.
I forgot the count.
five or six or four, maybe.
I was keeping track.
So that's some nurse stuff. Yeah, there's obviously some other stuff in there too. Like Cruel Summer was maybe more like it was like last year, but it's still like kind of popular, but it like ran its course. It was like mainstream radio everywhere. So that was maybe class 23 was like hottie, but yeah, there's some good ones that are recent. Yeah. So.
See, we both graduated from the class of 2015. And so when I heard your like 2006 class one was all those bangers, I was like, man, I can relate to this. And I'm like, oh man, my 10-year high school reunion's coming up.
Dude, I'm almost at 20, man. It makes me feel so old. But that's where music is cool, right? The best part of music is it gives people this like, it's this nostalgic like flashback. Like I know sophomore year in 2004, I was in Hawaii, spring, and Usher, came out. And it was like the craziest thing ever. And I will always remember where I was when that song like hit the charts and like went viral. Well, I guess not viral. We didn't call it that, Ben. But yeah, it's just, it's cool that music can like do that for you, you know? Like when that song was popular, when it was like hit home to you. Like Linkin Park, Paper Cut was my first ever album my brother got for me in 2001, I believe it was. Stuff like that. Music is good like that. What was popular for you guys in 15? What was the hit track?
Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Malcolm Moore's Thrift Shop, if I remember.
Yeah, yeah. Thrift Shop.
Okay.
I thought Thrift Shop was 13. No. Yeah, Thrift Shop was big. Lines
was big.
Oh my God. Lines.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Drake song Hotline Bling, that was another big one. I feel like maybe that was a year after. That was after us? Okay.
That's
that was like 2016.
Okay.
I did that or later when we were in college.
Okay. It's Paramore. Tough sometimes to like when they get released versus like when they become popular. So, but Paramore.
Yeah, Paramore had a bit. What was it? Now That You're On Your Own, or was that 2 years later?
Oh,
front of together.
I know. I'm also trying to remember going down memory lane.
Right?
Let's see. I could probably name like 100 Luke Bryan songs because Luke Bryan was hot during 2015.
Let's go.
With the whole
Jeans thing. Lord.
That's like his Luke Bryan in 2015. It was like, that's my kind of night. That was hot in 2015. I don't think Morgan Waller was big. No, Morgan Waller wasn't big in 2015. It's so crazy now because nowadays people tell me I'm like Morgan Waller, Thomas Rhett. Oh, my favorite musician of all time. Dude, when Thomas Rhett's debut album came out in 2014, one of his songs that came out in 15 was What You Got in That Cup. That came out in 2015. I would put that in my mix.
That's in the mix.
Mm-hmm. What You Got in That Cup. You? Hmm?
You're not burning me down, too.
You guys aren't burning CDs like we used to do, though.
No.
Wasn't Meghan Trainor big?
Yep, 100%. Nikki, Gaga.
I still collect them.
Oh!
Still collect them. That's an awesome CD. Dude, I still collect them.
I love it.
Like, I think it's funny, but dude, I still collect them. I'm like, dude, if I can find them at Walmart, I put them in the Xbox, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Uptown Funk was one, Devin.
Oh, Uptown, dude. Oh, my God, dude. Uptown Funk got played to the ground at graduation, at prom.
To the ground, for sure.
I'm sure you've noticed that a few times. I bet you people probably still ask for that one, I bet.
That one, less so much. So that one would get put more on, like, don't play this versus play it.
Don't really remember the big one.
Yeah, some of the ones that just get pounded to the ground on the radio stations. Those are the
Whippin'
ones.
Whippin' Nae Nae was one that came out.
Remember Watch that? Me.
Silento?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That was ran into the ground.
Wow. Radio stations, they run with what's hot and then they ruin it.
That was big. That was big on Vine too.
Vine was elite.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. It's funny because for my for my wedding, me and my wife, you know, the DJ asked us, like, you got a band list? We're like, no. And also the DJ did a pretty good job. And, you know, we were telling people, like, yeah, play what you want. We just want these top songs. Yeah. Really, my wife wanted our grand entrance to be the Imperial March from Star Wars. That's all she cared about. She's like, I just want that. And like two other songs. She's like, other than that, I'm good. And then that. We had to hit the Cotton Eye Joe once everything was dying down. You got to hit the Cotton Eye Joe while you're down here in Georgia.
Do you know the dance, the line dance to it?
I don't, but my brothers do because his girlfriends made him teach him because I can't dance.
I like a good line dance to like a random, like country two-stepping, country like line dancing, not like group dance where they tell you how to dance. The difference, there's a difference.
I, like I went to private school and you went to public school. You may, I don't know if you had this appearance or not, but they made us all line dance for like a special class. We had a line dance in front of the entire school.
Dude, actually, yeah. So in elementary school, we had to learn how to do the Cupid Shuffle for like a PE credit. And I was like, all right, for PE, yeah, you got to learn the Cupid Shuffle. And to that very day, I hate Cupid Shuffle. I hate it. I hate it so much.
I hated the thing most that we learned it and immediately after our class did it, never did it again.
Nah, yeah. We did dance class in gym too. That was like a thing. It was like square dancing though. We did square dancing for gym.
Oh, yeah. It was the cute. See, down here, it was, you know, it's another one that probably got beat to the ground. And you might know this one, the Soldier Boy one. I can't stand the Soldier Boy.
The Crank That? Or so which one?
Yeah, Crank That. Though.
Crank That's old. That was 07. That was like September 07, I think.
I know, but that one to me, like, if I had to create a no playlist, that would have been on it. I'm just like,
that would be on my playlist.
It's come back around. It had like a lull. It gained some popularity. So people are requesting it again.
What was another one? Stanky Leg?
The Stanky Leg, Two Step, Walk It Out.
Mm-hmm. Walk It Out. The club did that so much, man. Oh, Laffy Taffy. I hate Laffy Taffy. Every time you go to the clubs, you just hear, shake that Laffy Taffy. And it's just blaring speakers. And you're like, dude, it's 2 in the morning. I want to go home. I want to go home.
Why are you out so late? 2 in the morning is late.
Listen,
trying to get home by 2 a.m.
Listen, when you're out clubbing as a young 21-year-old, you're out all night. Now, almost being in my 30s, I'm like, dude, 10 o'clock hits, man, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, I'm a late nighter. I'm up late all the time. Like, I don't go to bed before, like, 1. But it doesn't mean I want to, like, be out and be, like, social until, like, 1. I'm not going to, like, be at a place until, like, 1 or 2. I want to be at home, like, watching TV, like, eating ice cream with the lady. That's what I want to do till like, 2 in the morning, bedtime.
I'm normally up till like, 3 a.m.
Yeah. We're night people. Yeah.
Yeah, no, dude, trust me. It's funny. Like, in coaching, dude, I do so much, like, game prepping and things like that. So, I have become a night owl, but in, like, in the off season, that 10 o'clock hits, I'm asleep. I'm like, dude, I'm going to bed. Off season, going to bed at 10. Waking up about 6 or 5 and just starting the day.
In season, right?
Yeah, in season, getting up at like 5 in the morning, picking up kids, yelling at them from like 5 in the morning to like 10 o'clock in the morning. Dude, let's get it. But I'm like you, like now that I've gotten older, which is weird, I too want to be home at 1 o'clock in the morning just destroying some Dairy Queen and then dozing off to like the Power Rangers or something.
Dude, what do you get at Dairy Queen? What's your order?
Oh, dude, do you know what's crazy? I had it last night because, like, I noticed that the sinus infection was starting to kick in. So I was like, oh, let me get some ice cream. I've been getting that Oreo brownie cupcation.
Is it Blizzard?
No, it's just like a normal sundae, but they do, like, Oreos and hot fudge pieces in it.
That sounds elite. Oreo brownie hot fudge and a sundae?
It's called the Oreo. It's like the fudge Oreo cupcation. Yeah.
That sounds nice. I might have to go get one.
I think ice cream or any like frozen treat is better after midnight.
Dude, you ain't lying.
It just is different.
What do you get, Kyle? What's your Dairy Queen order?
I like their, what is it, the slushies? They've got some really good slushies.
Is it still Mr. Is it Mr. Misty? Is that what they call it?
I don't remember. I know.
Or the freeze?
I want to say it's slushies.
Slushies now?
That doesn't sound right. It may be Misty's.
Okay.
But it's like basically like it's like syrup dumped on ice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's blended sugar with ice, and it's delicious.
Pretty much.
And then you take it fast, and then your brain melts.
Yeah.
Everything hurts.
Oh, dude, you ain't lying. But listen, dude. Oh, you want to talk about somebody that eats? Kyle right here can put stuff away. He eats like a whole tube of, like, when we were roommates in college, dude, he would destroy tubes of ice cream. Like, you do that late night Walmart run. He's so happy. He's got his, like, mint fudge, or not mint fudge, whatever it was, and he's just sitting in the dorm. Oh, it was the sherbet?
The sherbet?
Yeah. I get one of those tubs of sherbet, and I reuse the tub for, like, tape, for, like, containers of it, so I would, like, pack lunch. And then I'd be like, okay, I've got my little lunch to go, and it'd be, like, in a orange sherbet container, and I still do that now.
Do you guys have Bluebell? Is Bluebell ice cream?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Texas. It's Texas, right? I think. Or
I think so, but we got it here.
Yeah. Okay.
Bluebell's my introduction to ice cream through my grandmother.
Yeah, Bluebell's good.
I have to say, my introduction was Dairy Queen.
You Dairy Queen?
Yeah. Well, the McDonald's ice cream maker, the ice cream machine's always broken, man. To me. The best ice cream is that McDonald's vanilla cone, but it's never working.
It's always busted. It's always busted. I like a good shake too. Good like Shake Shack out in Phoenix. In-N-Out, we got In-N-Out shakes. Five Guys got some good shakes. Yeah, I get down with a good shake too.
See, we have Five Guys to us is like bougie, and it's like really? We're good. Yeah,
it's expensive.
Yeah. Well, the closer you get to Atlanta, the more frequently you see them. But the more out you go, the less likely you'll see it. Because we used to have one in Hiram when I was living there, and we'd go there all the time. But now, I haven't seen it unless I go back home to see my grandparents. I forgot if it's good though.
You know what? Since we're on the deal of shakes, have you ever heard of Cookout?
No. What? It's a restaurant.
Yes, it's like, dude, they got like 40 different shakes and ice cream. It's like, honestly, when you think Southern barbecue, I say like Southern, like barbecue, not barbecue, but like, you know, you think of a, like a Southern picnic or whatever, they're the place to go.
Huh. That is not how I would describe Cookout.
Is it like, it sounds like Sonic?
It's more like Sonic. It's more like Sonic. Basically, you got a whole list of milkshakes and stuff. They've got cherry wine, which is popular in the Carolinas. And then they've got, basically, they have like a tray. And you can pick like quesadillas, wraps, burgers, chicken sandwiches. You can pick your main. You pick two sides, and you get a drink. And your drink's either a soft drink or one of the milkshakes. Most people just get a Cookout tray.
Okay.
It's a staple of college students. Mm-hmm. I think it's in the South, like Florida. I don't think Florida has them. I know when Felicity came on, they were talking about it a good bit. But I think it's Tennessee, Carolinas, Georgia, and Alabama have a good bit, but it's more closer to the larger cities that you see it.
Okay. So Cookout would be like your regional like fast food chain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I love the regional chains. Like you have Zaxby's too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Zaxby's is nice. But that's only like the southeast part. I know they're in Florida, Georgia. I think it's southeast part.
That's like when I was in
what about Whataburger?
Okay.
The further down south, closer to Florida. And then it gets weird because Georgia, you don't see a lot of them. But the closer you get to Tennessee, they'll pop up again more. And then what's the other one, Devin?
I'm trying to think. Chipotle? Is that? I feel like no, not Chipotle.
That's more of a California West Coast.
It's everywhere. The Chipotle, yeah.
Hold on, I'm trying to think.
We got Moe's.
Give me some more. What else is like the regional? Like obviously, like In-N-Out is like West Coast. Like out here, we got Del Taco and Phoenix.
Oh, Del Taco, dude! Del Taco was big. So when I was actually in Iowa coaching, I saw so many Del Tacos. Now they're down here, but in my opinion, there's not that many. But I'm also not a big Del Taco guy.
Okay.
But that's just me.
Do you got Jack in the Box?
We call it Jack's.
No. There is Jack in the Box, and then there's Jack's. We have Jack's, which has a lot less menu items.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Fun facts things that I know, Devin.
Oh, there, dude. I don't know. Fine. Hey, I'm glad I didn't embarrass myself whenever I do go out on the West Coast. Oh yeah, here's a Jack's, sir. This is a Jack in the Box. We have totally different stuff here.
Here's that Jumbo Jack burger. It's like the Jumbo Jack's like a Whopper. They serve like tacos. You can get Red Bull at a Jack in the Box.
They've got like pancakes.
They got it all, man.
Yeah.
It's great.
Oh, dude, talking about Felicity, Waffle House, dude.
Oh, what about Waffle House? Phoenix, Kansas City. What, South. They're not we don't have them in Minneapolis.
Okay.
Is it Huddle House up there?
Is it what?
Is it Huddle House up there?
No, we don't have that either. We don't have anything like that. No.
Huddle House is like the off-brand Waffle House.
No.
But it's rare to see a Huddle House. You'll see the one every once in a while, but it's more like in rural areas where there's much more trees than buildings. But if there is one, it's just like the one. There's not much apart from that.
I'm trying to think.
Waffle House is great.
IHOP?
Yeah, IHOP everywhere.
Oh, man.
Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake's more you guys. I don't think we have Steak and Shake, just the Shake Shack. Mm-hmm. Steak and Shake's good though.
There's Freddy's.
We have Freddy's, yeah.
I must say, I feel like you guys have Freddy's more than we do. Oh, here's one that y'all got. Oh my gosh, it's not White Castle, but it's like Freddy's. Culver's. Yeah.
You got Culver's?
They're rare, but I know where like one or two are.
Yeah, they're rare. All over, but they're way more popular like in the Midwest because it's Wisconsin. So they're like all over in the Midwest, and then they're like kind of dispersed like throughout. But surprisingly, Culver's is like actually like kind of all over. But that would say that'd be more like Midwest like fast food chain. They do all the like desserts too, but it's like instead of like ice cream, that it's custard. So they'll do like a blizzard. They call it a concrete mixer, and it's with a custard ice cream. It's a 10. It's so good. You got the Culver's is the best, and the crinkle fries. I like the crinkle fries.
Oh man, I'm trying to think. I feel like we're running out of restaurants. See, I'll say one thing. Well. And in my opinion, in Georgia, there's so many like mom and pop stuff too. If you just find them, like so many good Mexican restaurants, man.
Mm.
And barbecue.
Las Palmas is a really big chain of Mexican restaurants.
Well, anything about Las Palmas?
I don't know if that's just region specific.
I like the region specific though. That's that's when you know it's good.
Ooh,
you have Canes, right? Canes is everywhere. Raisin Canes.
Yeah, what? Raisin Canes? No, it's not.
Oh, you don't have Canes. It's the exact someone might yell at me if I say it's the exact same. The premise of Canes and what they are is pretty much the same concept of Zaxby's, like coleslaw, bread, and chicken and French fries. So it's very similar to Zaxby's with the counter service.
We've got Popeyes.
Yep. We got Popeyes. Yeah.
But
Church's
Popeyes is awful here.
Church's is regional for you guys. Yes. Yeah.
It is terrible. Don't go. Listen, where I grew up, don't, dude. Shootouts at the church's chicken at night, bro. It ain't even worth it. Just don't even go.
Okay, I will say though, people sleep on Burger King.
Yeah, dude. Yes, dude. I love Burger King.
Dude, Burger King is elite.
I will say Burger King in Rome is good where I'm at now. But back in Hiram, it was awful. And you would get food poisoning because it was just, it wasn't good. But let's see, Popeyes back in Hiram was awful because they never had chicken. And they would refuse to cook you any food if it was 4 hours before closing. But up here, they're a lot better.
Yeah, that's like where I'm at in Tifton coaching. It's like nobody goes to the Burger King, but it's good. I'm like, dude, how come no one's ever over here?
Oh, I love Burger King. Dude, the Roto Burger with cheese, the Junior Whopper, the chicken fries? Yes. I'm a big fan.
How many times did DJ? So let me ask you this. How many you remember the Whopper Whopper song? How many times did you have to play that for a wedding or just a venue and an event in general?
I never played it, but a bunch of people like made it into like mixes and mashups, which is great. The best one I heard was a guy named Veggie Beats, who's awesome. I'm a huge fan of his. My girlfriend and I saw him when he was in New York for a show, but he did like a mashup with the Whopper, 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 Whopper. So yeah. It was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I love it. Like people love the like theme song stuff, man. So good.
Dude. I just remember when it came out, you know, when they released the ad for like months ago, the kids in the hallways, kids in practice. I just hear Whopper, Whopper, Whopper. We don't have a play called Whopper. Do you want a play called Whopper? No. All right. Stop saying Whopper.
Give that songwriter a bonus, man.
I'm telling you. I wish I would have wrote it more. Give me some royalty checks.
Dude, what an epic
jingle. Maybe it's a good thing that you're not up here with me because I've been singing that a lot when I go on patrol at work. I'll just start singing the song.
Yeah, it's okay. Lately, I've been singing. It's funny. This week, I've been singing Sum 41, In Too Deep. I'm just walking hallways. I'm like, I'm in too deep, and I'm trying. And the kids are like, Coach, what are you saying? Oh, nothing. I'm just listening to my boomer music. Now leave me alone. Dude, I'm like one of those teachers. I got like a big Panathian board, and usually the kids do good. I'll play music, like you know, clean music, and then like I'm like, all right, my turn. And then I'll play some from the early 2000s. They're like, Coach, you're such a boomer. I'm like, I know I am. Leave me alone. And I'm in. And I'll start singing off key. And they're like, Coach, stop. Stop. I'm like, no. Nope. You got to enjoy this. This is what happens when you do good.
Sum 41. In Too Deep's great. Fat Lip is elite, too. A big fan. Sum 41 in the like early 2000s, like pop punk vibe. Elite. Lit. Simple Plan, Taking Back Sunday, Paramore.
I think I honestly recently have also been going on a weird, like, Simple Plan, like, kick in the car. And I go for work. I'm like, early 2000 mix list. And I just listen to I'm, like, Addicted to You by Simple Plan. I'm like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So it's because, like, we grew up on it. We were young listening to it. And, you know, like, and all the – it's funny going back. One thing – I know this is a weird tangent, but – like Disney Plus and the old Disney Channel movies, like you hear nothing but like Simple Plan, Fallout, like all that emo rock that was popular, like Bowling for Soup. I'm like, this is why my musical taste is the way it is.
Absolutely. Yeah, Fallout Boy, 1985.
Dude, honestly, they are like, I'm such Wolf a huge fan of them. So many people have mixed that song too on TikTok. So many people have done like 1996. 2005. I feel like somebody just did a 2010 one. I was like, oh God, I feel that.
You got to do 2015 to make you guys feel old. That'll be like, that'll be soon. That'll be coming up. These songs are 10 years old and you're going to be like, dang, I remember listening to that in high school.
Oh man. But let me ask you, being a DJ, let me ask you this. So since you do a lot of like weddings and things like that, Do you have any funny wedding stories that you can share here?
Okay. So it's funny because I'm sure that I like have all sorts of like random wedding things that to me seem normal, but to other people be weird. But the most recent like wild thing, I did a couple's wedding in February down here in Phoenix. And they both were like big, like metal people. And so they did their first dance, and for like half, for like a short bit, they did like a slow, like a traditional, like slow dance for their like first dance. And then I flipped it, and I think it was Five Finger Death Punch. Yep. And I played a metal song, and they like took out their like hair clips, and the groom had like really long, beautiful hair too. And they both just like started like headbanging. Well, the groom had done, he had like some beads in his hair. And when he was headbanging, his like clip or ring or something hit his face. And literally during first dance, and of course, you know, like facial wounds, right? They just gush. So he like, he got hit or cut from headbanging, and he like tore his eye up and started gushing, and he had to like go to the bathroom and get it all like fixed up. And he had like eye patch thing on. So that was pretty wild. But yeah, I don't know. That's like most craziest recent thing, I think. There's always some like weird stuff here and there, but I don't know. I tend to forget. And also sometimes I think alcohol gets involved and people do weird stuff, you know? It's just normal. But yeah, the headbanging first song was pretty epic, but then it also turned into like a massive like uh-oh situation pretty quick.
So, it's funny. So me and my wife, we danced to a rock song too.
Okay.
And it was pretty well. It was also very uncoordinated because neither one of us can dance. But now, even the wedding planner was saying that a lot of like couples now are doing like the slow like rock ballads.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that as recently?
It all kind of changes and comes and goes. It totally depends on the couple. If they do parent dances, then you'll get some more like rock ballads in there. Cause like Ma or Dad wants to like jam to their like 80s rock ballad, you know? So they'll like do a song and like tribute to a parent and do like a little snippet of that. So, but all over, I've seen it all. I've done over 400 weddings. So I've seen probably over 400 like first dance songs. You know, they're usually all pretty different. There's like the staples, of course, but yeah, kind of all over the place. But yeah, the rock ballads are great. Like yacht, anything like yacht rocky, rock ballads. A lot of like the 80s, because now like 80s parents, you know, like parents who were there like, you know, high school for like 80s, their kids are like now getting married. So it like just kind of like shifts like the older people, like the older crowd, like 80s, 70s, 80s was like when they were in high school. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So let me ask you this. So I'm trying to make sure I wrote this down right. So you did a show called the New York City Dance Party. How did that go?
New Year's Eve party. So I did a New Year's Eve party on New Year's Eve. So, okay. So 2 years ago, New Year's Eve was on a Saturday and I didn't have an event and I had nothing going on. And so I was like, basically, there's two girls in Chicago that I had met at a wedding a few years ago. And they had lived in Minneapolis, or their parents live in Minneapolis, grew up in Minneapolis. So they were coming home and they're like, hey, are you doing anything for New Year's? We're going to be home for the holidays. And that was literally like, I was like, well, I don't have an event. Maybe I'll just like throw my own party. So 2 years ago, I was like, screw it. Let's do this. I threw my own party. Banger. It was an absolute success. It was super fun. So last year, I did the New Year's Eve party again, and it was a huge hit. I did it at a venue called the Green Room, which is right in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And it's an awesome space. We did like video screen, we did countdown, we did balloon drop, brought a bunch of cool lights. I brought the fog cannon, cold sparks. It was like 250 people came out.
I did see that a few times. I saw one where a girl was sitting there with a spark can just. I'm like, oh my God, bro. Like the OSHA guy in me would have freaked out.
The sparks, the video might be misleading. Okay. So the sparks come from the ground up, but it's basically like what you would buy at like a gas station or something, like a sparkler that you would set on the ground in the driveway, and it would like, it's like a fountain, right? You light it, it's like a fountain. So that's what it is. It's like a machine that has powder you put in, and it like churns the powder and spits up like a spark fountain, but they're meant to be used indoors. So because it's not something like super flammable, there's certain like dried flowers that are like crazy.
It's flammable. Like flash paper kind of.
Yes. Yeah. So certain stuff, but so basically it's meant to be used indoor. It's like a spark fountain. It's a super cool. Mm-hmm. So I had those, but then also while those were going off, I have like a fog. It's like a CO2, not fog. It's liquid CO2. And that like creates a big like plume. It's like what they would use at all your like sporting event, like professional sporting events when they like do introductions. But I have it like in a mobile, like a gun. So yeah, so someone was like hitting that. It was sick. New Year's Eve party was dope. It will be an annual thing forever now until the foreseeable future. So New Year's Eve, if you guys are ever looking for something, there'll be a party in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Come on out. DJ Hamster Dance throwing a party. New Year's Eve, baby. Okay. So yeah, it was great. Super fun.
Dude, yeah. We'll just be the two Southern guys that walking in. Hey, how y'all doing? Just walking in with our natty lights. Like, dude, who let these two
Georgia guys? The drive home will be wearing
overalls and like
straw hats.
Bundle up. It's going to be cold for y'all. It'll be cold for y'all. You need a big jacket. Oh, yeah.
As Southern as typical. Boots, overalls, straw hats. I'm going to walk in with a long piece of grass.
Come on up, baby. Come on up. All are welcome.
Funny thing is, this guy was in Iowa coaching, and most of the time he was wearing shorts.
I was. Dude, like, the weather was so beautiful. Even when it snowed, I was just in a hoodie. And they look at me like, Coach, you know how cold? Like, we had kids from California, Florida, and they were freezing. I'm over here like, dude, this is beautiful. I don't care there's 2 inches of snow. I love this.
It hits different.
It's like a swamp down here.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm sick today. It's like hot cold.
It's humid. It's so humid down there. Because
mm-hmm.
in Arizona, we get the heat, but it's a dry heat. So it's cool at night. It's like 55 at night. It's not humid.
Yeah.
It's great.
All right, for the next question.
I'll ask it. I'm going to ask you a very important question. Only the DJ will know the answer to this.
Okay.
It's a very important question, Kyle. I'm finally doing it.
I know. Listen, this question has been in like multiple. I've been trying to sneak this in the most multiple interviews just to mess with Devin, and I'm surprised he's actually going to ask it.
Oh no! I was like, this is the perfect guest to ask because he would know the answer.
Maybe.
The question is, what is a hollerback girl?
What's a holler back girl?
Yep.
I mean, is there like a specific answer? I feel like
I don't think there is. I just wanted to have to ask that honestly.
So I feel like the general like answer, I guess, that I could think of would be having something to do with like, you know, like guys that like cat call or like holler out of like a car at people, like, or they do like the, you know, like the whistling, you know,
mm-hmm.
So like hollering at a girl or something. So I feel like holler back girl would be like a spicy, independent type person that like is like, I don't know. That's in my mind. I guess that's what I would think of it.
Sounds about right.
But if that's right, I don't. If that's what Gwen means, I don't know. you need to get Gwen on and ask her.
Honestly, I've been trying to get him to. I've tried to put this in wrestlers. We're interviewing like wrestlers for more sports. I've had him. I've like snuck it into the interview questions, and he just skips over it. I'm like, oh, I kind of wanted to see the results.
Do you ask everyone that? I don't know. Is that
no?
I feel like that's got to be a good answer, right?
I think it is a good answer. I've just been sneaking it. So when Devin does interviews by himself, I've just been like sneaking it into the questions he makes
I love
to
it.
See if he'll notice. he was doing a promotion for Kraken Pro Wrestling, and he was getting to it, and he was about to ask you, and he goes, and just keeps going.
I told you guys at the beginning, I'm open book, so I'm happy to try my best. Maybe someone will fact check it on the podcast, and they'll be
do it right now. Let's see.
This dude's a clown. But I don't know. I guess that's what my spicy, right? Spicy, independent, like kind of fierce woman that's like hollering back at a hollerer. I don't know. Is that a thing?
Apparently, the internet says most commonly accepted is that a hollerback girl responds positively to catcalls or hollers from men. That might mean to Stefani that she would rather take the initiative and step it up.
That's the answer. There you go, Kyle. I finally asked an important question. Three episodes he's trying to sneak that in. I was like, all right, today's the day I got to ask it.
What? Now we know. I think I was pretty close then, right? Yeah, pretty close.
Oh, man.
I'm going to find some weird new question to ask. Just slip in there until he finally knows it. Now.
Oh, it's been, we found it. We know the answer now. Thanks, Gwen. Thanks, Gwen.
But what is your favorite song?
Oh. It's tough. I think favorites are hard.
I don't think you have to have one specific favorite. I think you can
list some songs that I like right now.
Yeah.
Well, okay, sure, here's the thing, right? Because we all change, right? So like when I was early, like my like music has like changed, like, you know, from like classic rock and like rock I loved a lot to like punk rock and then like hip, you know. So right now I'm a big, like, I really love house music and like dancey stuff. Fred Again is like one of my favorite artists right now. His song Delilah is probably a top for me. That's been in the running for a couple of years here. And Galantis, Runaway. Do you know this one? I wanna run away. You would know.
Yes, I do.
Okay, that one's great. And then I love John Summit too. John Summit, another DJ. Where Are You is a banger. So yeah, I like the fun, like uplifting, like dancey, like housey kind of stuff. So those are like three that kind of like fit the vibe with where I'm at now. But yeah, any sort of like dancey DJ stuff. Calvin has been big for me like throughout the years. Earlier, like Def Punk was huge, but yeah, those are some tops right now for me. Fred Again, Galantis, John Summit. Yeah. What do you guys got? What? I know Devin's a big country guy.
So I started off liking primarily classical music and instrumental music.
Okay.
And then I got into grunge. And like dad rock, if you will. And then I got into metal in college. And then I went to pop. And now I am back at metal because it's really good to work out to for like high intensity, fast paced music. Really good. But I listen to a lot more pop when I'm in the car with my girlfriend, though.
That's fair. That's fair. Mm-hmm.
Much more.
This is going to sound weird. It's mainly because of him and our good friend Tommy. But weirdly enough, when I work out, I listen to anime music now. Just anime theme songs, like any artist that's like anime related. And I'm like, yeah.
Do you like K-pop?
My wife does. I don't. I do. But my wife loves BTSN and another one. Dude, she will literally sing it word to word. And then there's one song. It's another group. It's not BTSN, but it's another, like, it's a little duo. And like she knows it word for word. And then like the English part is like bang, bang, bang. And like she'll literally sing and she'll just literally do like the little gun thing and go bang, bang, bang. I'm like, dude, what are you
doing? I think that is BTS, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. Okay. My niece and nephew love K-pop.
It's great. Yeah, I couldn't tell you like all the artists and songs, but it's catchy, man. It's so good. Mm-hmm. It's catchy.
I'm telling you, that's like listening to those anime theme songs. They could be talking about like war or something. It's just like, ah, nice and peaceful while I'm trying to bench press 135. Ah, nice and peaceful.
That's probably more than I could do right now, man. 135 is good. Good work, Dev.
No, man, but no, that's like honestly my older age. Like, it's because of him. Like, we went to our first like anime convention.
Yeah.
And, you know, we did turns, you know, who's the DJ or whatever for the car. And it was Kyle, me, and our good friend Jay.
Listen, on our way down there, I was not able to do anything. I had like very aggressive food poisoning. And then on the way back, I was like, yeah, I got you guys. And I put a bunch of songs that Jay liked, a bunch of classic rock, a bunch of anime rap, and just like some theme songs in there. And then they would be driving. And then all of a sudden they look back and they're like, okay, I don't know what this is, but could you save this? And I'm like, sure, buddy.
Yeah, dude. Oh, speaking of theme songs, dude, DuckTales theme song, that was stuck in our head for the longest time. Even the original and reboot. Like, there was a few times throughout the season where I'm just sitting there on the practice field. I'm like, DuckTales. Do.
You grew up watching that, man. I loved DuckTales so much. Hell yeah.
I can't watch the original. I can't watch the reboot. And I've heard the reboot's pretty good.
I couldn't tell you the remake, but I'm an original for sure too. The other show, Recess.
Did you guys Recess. Yep.
It was kind of like with the drum, like a almost like a war, like kind of like, I don't know. But yes. I could see like the theme song, like actively.
Kind of like marching.
Yes. It's like a marching with like a snare drum. Yeah.
But I don't want to say marching band. I want to say more like a military march.
Yeah, military march. Yeah.
Dude, what's with the banana suit? What is it with the banana suit? What's the origin behind the banana suit?
The banana suit. So just during Halloween, it was like Halloween. I'm like, I got to wear costumes, right? So my brother, he's in a band as well. And he has a garage and has accumulated like costumes over the years. So he has like buckets of costumes. And I think I just went over there when we went trick-or-treating for Halloween and I just took a bunch of costumes and then I had a bunch of costumes. And so I just put some on for videos. So there's nothing like behind it other than the fact that my brother had a banana costume along with a bunch of other costumes and it was like Halloween time, so I figured I'd make some videos with costumes. Just so I'm not wearing the same, I can't wear the same black sweatshirt in all my videos, you know? So you gotta spice it up. So I put on the banana costume.
I just remember when we asked you to come on, I'm like, I just say banana, banana, banana. I was like, dude, there's gotta be a story behind this banana suit that I gotta ask him. I'm like, that was the second important question today besides Holler Back Girl. That was question number two. I want to know about the origin of the banana suit.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just really into peanut butter and jelly.
Yo, peanut butter, banana, and honey is really good in toast.
Yeah. I miss peanut butter so much. I'm allergic to peanuts now. Because apparently, as an adult, you can just become allergic to things now.
Yeah, it sucks.
I miss peanut butter so much.
I love it. Dude, I eat peanut butter on cereal and then just peanut butter, banana.
I used to put it on my waffles and pancakes.
Hell yeah. So good. So good.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just a Smucker's guy. Just give me the PB&J on Smucker's. I'm good.
Do you guys do Uncrustables?
Yeah. Smucker's Uncrustables. Dude, the school gives them to the kids left and right, especially the football team. They'll give us, like, the big box. And my head coach used to be like, he used to give me the box, but yeah, take them home, dude. I would eat Uncrustables for like days.
That's for what I do. They sell them at Costco. They sell the big box at Costco. So I just put them in my freezer. I always have Uncrustables at the Realm. As an adult now that I can eat, I just buy them and have them. It's the best snack ever, dude.
There was one time this man just whipped out a bunch of Uncrustables from his book bag. Because of football. And we're just hanging on. He goes, hey, do you want a snack? And I was like, no, I can't. have peanut butter. I'm allergic. That sucked. As he's like whipping out like 15 Uncrustables and just dumps out his book bag, and so, it's just all Uncrustables. And I'm like, why are you like this? Why do you have so many? He goes, football, man. I was like, I think you have an addiction right now.
I eat them all the time.
Like right now in season, that's all I'll eat. Dude, literally, we'll just get boxes of them, and the kids will eat them. And like they give us so many, so like coaches, we'll just go in and grab. Like, dude, I'll grab like two of them. I'll probably eat like if like Kyle said one time we were like the box was getting old, and he's like, yeah, get them out of here. We got to bring in the new box for the kids. I just dumped all 15 of them. Kyle came to the house, you know. Kyle came to visit, and I just come to the door. I'm like, you want a snack? And he's like, dude, you got a problem. I'm like, no, I don't.
Yeah,
it's part of your coaching.
Hey. Do you eat them at room temp, or out of the fridge, or out of the freezer, or how do you eat the Uncrustables? This is very important.
I know your answer.
Honestly, I let them thaw out. I try to eat them frozen. I'm afraid I'm gonna chip a tooth.
Okay.
But so I let them thaw out.
I just eat them frozen. I kind of like them frozen.
Most people eat them frozen,
but they are better when they're softer and thawed out, and then you kind of like flatten them so the jelly like spreads evenly.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that. I don't like when it's like flattened and you just see like the grape stain, because like it kind of leaked through the like, you know, the crustable. like you gotta unthaw it just right. It just doesn't taste right, man. It's like, oh, it's soggy. But dude, I just crustables left and right, man.
Sponsor this podcast. Let's go. Sponsor the podcast. Come on now, Smuckers.
Dude, don't do it. They're gonna come to my house, and I'm gonna have a semi.
It's gonna be like in a cartoon. The dump truck rolls out and just dunks Uncrustables at his doorstep.
I want them. Bring them up. I love them. They're always. I love them. So good.
So. Do you have any advice that you would give to someone that wants to become a DJ?
You trying to be a DJ, Kyle?
I am not, but
Kyle's out. He's out. He's out. He's out.
I know my limitations.
Be a DJ now.
Social anxiety is my limitation.
Man, I mean, honestly, a bunch of people have asked, or they like want tips, or they're like getting started, because I think people think it's cool. Mm-hmm. So there's a bunch of different programs you can use to like get into it, right? That allows you to like analyze the music, waveforms, like you can see keys, like beat grids, things like that, tempo. I use Serato now. I used to use this program called Traktor. I now use Serato. I made the switch last year because it's just better, and I finally got on board. But you can get Serato Lite is free. It's like the base DJ program. And I tell people to like play around with it. Like you got to be hungry. Like if anyone is willing to like put in the work, I'm happy to like help people, you know? But I tell people like just play around. So I like you have to get familiar with stuff, like understanding like song structure, any sort of like music theory thing is good. Like understanding keys and like song structure. But yeah, from then, like you just like playing around syncing and stuff. And then if you want, then after you get like comfortable with the program, then I tell people to just like get a controller and start like playing around and like volume and fader levels and all that stuff. But yeah, it's kind of like, I feel like there are some classes, YouTube, you can learn so much stuff on YouTube. Like find some basic things on YouTube and get like comfortable, familiar, and then you can just like advance things. But I had a mentor when I first like got started, Jonathan Ackerman. He like kind of taught me everything about like song structure, like counting, like in counts of fours and eights and things like that, song structure. And then practice, man. So that's the other cool thing about like making videos. Like so many like of the videos that I post, it's like probably like half the stuff I make, right? Like a lot of stuff I don't end up like making a video or even like posting a mix if I make a mix. But that was how I like practiced a lot early. It was just like setting up like doing like an hour mix and like getting a bunch of songs and trying different songs and like setting all of like my hot cues and things like that. But that was kind of how I like practiced a lot too, was just making mixes, things like that. So But yeah, like, I don't know, like anyone can like get into it, but yeah, it takes a while, just practice and stuff. But yeah, just start playing around with it, getting comfortable, getting familiar. But yeah, Serato Lite is the free program anyone can get to start like dabbling. And then you can get like a little mixer if you want that for fairly cheap. You can plug it into like some speak and start the party, kick it off, get it going. Throw a party in your basement for your friends. That's what I'm trying to do. I want to throw some sweaty dance parties in people's basements.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to do a tour this fall and get around to some other cities outside of Minneapolis and Phoenix. So, but yeah.
So okay. I've got a question.
What do you got?
Back to what you said earlier. So the four chord song is like a staple. It's really used a lot. There's hip hop and rap use a lot of the same four chords as well.
Like 4x4?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't know the four chords. I'm taken back on that one.
So four chords is a lot of pop songs from the Beatles to like Hey There Delilah. They use like four chords, which is where it can easily be transferred from guitar over to piano or vice versa.
Okay.
They use like the four main chords. So a lot of pop songs would use that because they can be transferred over back and forth really easily.
Correct. There's someone put on Spotify. It's like, yeah, there's, well, that's a crazy thing too, with like a lot of like copyright lawsuits and things like that, you know, but at the end of the day, there's only like so many different like notes and chords and progressions that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
So I think some of that stems to that versus I think some people do blatantly rips. I don't know. I don't want to get into like too much copyright stuff. I'm not like crazy wicked, like familiar with a lot of it, but yeah, that's a big thing in music. But yeah, there's a lot of like the same like chords and a lot of, well, that's what it's more of like the progressions and like where like things go and like harmonies and stuff like that. And so that's when like you like put things together to blend it. When it does work, it's like fireworks because it's cool. So yeah, a lot of the same notes and the same chords, but in like different progressions and setups and tempos and things like that. So, but yeah.
Okay.
What else you all got?
All right. So we're going to, this is our last, you know, this is our last question of the day here.
You're so DJ, it's me.
So we're going to tell you, out of all the mixes you've done,
yeah,
we're going to tell you our three favorite mixes that you've done. Okay. Right. You ready?
I'm ready. There you go. Or is
it, this is not a question.
Do you have it like one, two, three, or is it just like top three?
I
have a 1, 2, 3. Devin just wrote up two lines, and I don't know what it says because it's all run together.
Okay.
I like the record to show that this is not a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Devin, you ready?
So my favorite one of all time is my last one that I'll say, but out of threes, because like literally last night I was like, dude, I gotta find my three. I was like, so I was listening, and my third favorite one of all time was Walk It Out, and then Michael Jackson's Beat It.
Yes, that's a good one.
That one to me, that stuck out. I liked it. It just stuck out to me. It's especially with the beat and then the doo-doo. I was like, man, I'm here for it.
Yes.
And then my second one, just because like I'm so used to listening to early 2000 rock, it's My Chemical Romance mixed with, sorry, my phone covered up. Oh, My Chemical Romance mixed with Elton John. That one was pretty good. Which Elton song John was? Did I write down? Okay, no, I didn't. I just said My Chemical Romance with Elton John.
Okay.
And then my favorite one of all time is the Gummy Bear theme song with Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Shut up, really?
I was listening to that version of it right before we hit record. Yeah. I'm sitting there shooting it, and I'm like, Gummy Bear. I was like, dude, that's my favorite one of all time.
Wow. Dude, that's so wild. That was just like this is why it's cool, right? That was just like an afterthought, one I wouldn't even think about. And really? It's like your favorite. So that's why it's so cool. I love that.
Yeah. It was that one was my favorite one. The Danish, Okay, I was shocked with the Dan Shay when you did the Gummy Bear theme song with Dan and Shay's song that came out pretty well too. And I was like, hey, that came out pretty well.
Yeah, I just sped it way up, you know, the Gummy Bears to like roll with some other stuff. So just manipulated it a bit. That's okay. So cool. I love that.
All right.
What do you got, Kyle?
So I got War Pigs mixed with Lip Gloss Girls. Broccoli mixed with Pretty Fly, and then the Holly's Long Cool Women mixed with Jack Harlow's What's Poppin'.
Dude, you guys are cool as shit. I love that. It's not like it's not the mainstream. That honestly, okay, Lip Gloss War Pigs is probably my favorite.
Okay.
And it didn't really get much love, which is fine. Like, it's all good. Everyone identifies with other stuff. But, yeah. And then the Hollies one I thought was dope, too. My brother loves that one. That's tight. Oh. See, I like that you guys like – you guys want some deep – you guys went in the deep cuts. You, like, went way back in the archives.
Hey, man, our research and development here, man. When we bring people on, we do research, man. Dude. Research. Yeah. From your very first post to your very last, our research developer got us.
There's a lot of stuff up there. You guys dug deep. I appreciate that, man. Oh, those are some cool ones. I love it. I love it. I love it.
All right, Devin.
What else you got?
Out of questions.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're out. So, DJ Hampshire Dance, man, we wanted kind of – that was our last question for us to you. Do you have any promotional work coming out?
No.
Are you in the work?
No, just you can – well, we'll see if TikTok gets banned here. But DJ Hampshire Dance, there's a P in the hamster. TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, SoundCloud. No, just trying to keep putting stuff out. The goal – so this year goal – I got some parties that will be coming up in Minneapolis, but the goal this year – on top of just like trying to keep putting stuff out is to get some original tracks, some original songs out on like Spotify and stuff this year. And then this fall, I'm going to try and do, put together some tour. And so get into some other cities, other states to play shows besides Phoenix and Minneapolis. So if I'm coming to one of your cities, or I'm in the Georgia area, you got to come out. Or if any of the listeners are looking for a sweaty, weird, fun dance party, keep an eye this fall, like October, November, I'm going to be rolling around playing some other shows. So looking forward to that. That's kind of like next phase. So I'm excited.
Okay. Well, that pretty much wraps us up here. I'm going to do our outro real fast. But hey, listen, if you guys enjoyed what you heard today, again, go follow him, DJ Hampshire Dance on TikTok, SoundCloud, Spotify, all that. Hopefully TikTok doesn't get banned. I don't know what we're going to do, because that's honestly how we contact people to bring on the show. But hey, that's a story for another day. But hey, if you like what you heard, check us out, The Random Hour, which is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and the YouTube video versions also on our YouTube channel as well. And then we have my sports podcast, More Sports, where we do episodes like your Quidditch player, Kyle. So go check it out. It's not your typical sports show. We also get wacky and weird in the world of sports. And then, of course, we've mentioned Popcorn Buckets, where it's our movie podcast of the week, where we review a movie every Sunday, which we reviewed movies like, let's see, what's on top of my head? You know what? I'm trying to think of a weird one that we've done. Let's see, a weird one. I can't think of any.
You know? Gear on.
Yeah, there you go, Kyle.
So it's literally a shark with a knife.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then, hey. Then you can, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Random Incorporated, where you can see the video version of this interview as well and all our other original content and other guests that we've brought on. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at RandoCorporate1 and on Instagram as BucketBoys2023. And that should be about it. DJ Hampshire Dance, any last words?
Thanks for having me on. You guys are awesome. Cheers.